Good morning, Sunrise Community Church. My name is Jen Cole, and I am the Women's Ministry Director. And I'm coming to you from one of my very favorite spots in our backyard, an old wooden swing. So I'm going to tell you about a few things that we have going on at Sunrise this week. But before I do that, I got an inspirational message this week that I really just wanted to share with each of you because they touched my heart, and I hope it does the same for you. You are braver than you feel. You are stronger than you think. You are more inspiring than you realize. You are more adored than you know. And you are prayed for more than you can imagine. And that is so true, Sunrise. You are prayed for by our pastoral team and our staff. And those that are new here, we are praying for you too. We're so thankful that you found us today, and we're excited to worship with you. If you are new to us, check us out at sunrise.church/welcome, and you can find more information about our church. Maybe you're from our community or from our church and you have a need. Also go to our website at sunrise.church and you can fill out a form there to let us know some of your needs or ways that we can be praying for you. We have some great things coming up this week. Mondays at 10, join Pastor Cliff for the Back Shed Bible Study. It's become quite a popular thing these days. It's on our Sunrise Community Church Facebook page. Also, we have Pastors Live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. That's a fun way to see our pastoral team. You can text in questions and just hear what's going on in our lives. We also have the Luke Miller Podcast Thursdays at 2 p.m. So join us for that. All of this information is also on our webpage as well. Another great resource that I want to remind you all of that God gave us just before this time was Right Now Media. If you are a regular member of Sunrise, you have received an invitation to Right Now Media. And that is an amazing online platform that includes Bible studies, family shows and movies, women's Bible studies, just a plethora of ideas and just things that you can use during this time for you individually to grow in your faith or with your family. At this time, I would love for us to pray for the tithes and offerings that the Lord is giving us. Remember at this time that when we can't be together, there are three ways that you can provide your offering to Sunrise Community Church. One is to mail it in. The other is to just set up online giving through our website. Or you can text SunriseCTC to 77977. Please bow your head with me as we thank the Lord for these tithes and offerings. Father God, you are a just and merciful God. Your gifts are abundant to us, and Lord, may we give back to you in this time. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us, and please accept those that we are now giving to you, Lord, and we pray that they would be multiplied tenfold, God, that we could just continue to spread the love and the word and the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, not only to our Sunrise Community Church community, but God, now through this online platform to literally people around the world. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to give back to you and use these gifts to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. amazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood.
Pastor Kim, I hope you're having a fantastic Sunday. It is so great to see you this morning. We are looking forward this morning to talking about a great story in the Bible, one of my favorites. I know those of you who know me know I'm always saying, this is one of my favorite stories, but this one really is. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. And if you want to follow along in the service, be sure to go back a little bit on Facebook to earlier this morning, where you can click a copy of the Kids Worship Bulletin to help you follow along and have some things to do that help you track with the service. Also, be sure to check your email and the Kids Ministry Facebook page, where Miss Renee has posted and sent home a lesson for you guys and a really great video on the same subject that Pastor Greg is talking about this morning. I hope you have a great day today, and I'm looking forward to seeing you very soon.
Well, good morning, Sunrise. I'm coming to you from the shores of Folsom Lake this morning on a beautiful day. There's not a single boat on the lake. All you can hear right now are the sounds of the birds and the waves crashing on the shore. You know, just one more reminder, albeit a pleasant reminder, that things are not normal right now. In fact, it was just about a month and a half ago that my wife and I were planning a weekend getaway in Monterey. And right before we left, we found out that church was going to be canceled as we know it on Sunday. The campus shut down and everything was going to be moved online. Well, we hopped in our cars and we drove to Monterey and we tried to enjoy our vacation, and many things about it were wonderful. But it was there we found out that school had been canceled for our girls, and the world that we were coming back to was not the world that we had left. And this morning I want to ask the question for all of us, where is Jesus when our world is upside down? You might think it's an easy answer, or maybe that question may even feel like not the right question right now, but let me tell you this. It's a question that even Jesus' disciples asked. You see, Jesus called his first disciples, his followers, this group of 12, that they were fishermen, they were blue collar, they weren't polished, but they were excited. This guy had done amazing things, he taught amazing things, and so they jumped on board with following him, and their life got exciting. They saw him amaze crowds. They saw people healed. And so we can imagine when we arrive to Mark chapter 4, verse 35, where we're going to be this morning. When evening comes and he says to his disciples, let's go over to the other side of the lake. They're probably like, yeah, let's go, Jesus. We're on board for the next amazing thing that you're going to do. And it says, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat, and there were other boats with them. Party cruise, here we go. All right, we're in the boat with Jesus. This is amazing. But what happens next was not at all what they had planned or anticipated. In verse 37 it says, "A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped." The pleasure cruise turned into a near-death experience. And I have to pause right there and ask you guys just this right here. What did these individuals do to deserve this storm coming on their life? What did they do so that their world would be turned upside down? And you know the answer just like I do. Nothing. They hadn't done anything wrong. They didn't take a wrong turn. This was completely out of their control. Yet in this moment, the waves are crashing over their boat and they think they're going to die. And it's here that we see a truth that can be really hard to swallow sometimes, and it's this. Jesus will let your world be turned upside down. And for many of us right now, we're experiencing that. We're struggling with being stuck at home. We're struggling with being stuck at home with the people we're stuck at home with. For many, we've lost jobs. Finances are tough. The future's uncertain. There's tensions. There's health issues. Maybe you have friends or family that have caught COVID and are struggling right now with that. Maybe the things that have turned your world upside down happened before COVID-19. Maybe the storm was already brewing before this even happened for you. Or quite possibly there's something in the past that you're just trying to hide and run from, still dealing with the pain of it years later. No matter what's turned your world upside down, know this. That Jesus' disciples, even though Jesus was right there with them, experienced their world being turned upside down as well. In fact, in Peter chapter 4, Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, who experienced that storm, wrote these words. He said, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ." What? Rejoice in suffering? That sounds so backwards. He goes on to say in verse 19, "So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." Did you hear what I just heard? Those who suffer what? According to God's will? Are you telling me that God allows this to happen? Or God even wills that we should suffer? That can seem like a tough pill to swallow. In fact, you might even be saying, "Hey, Greg, if God allows these things to happen, if God chooses for people like me to suffer, why would I want to trust him?" Well, we're going to have to read on because it's not the end of the story. Let's pick back up in Mark chapter 4, verse 38. It says, "Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?'" Okay, I know I was going to like tell you that the story was going to get better and we're going to get some resolution, but that doesn't seem to be happening yet, does it? But I love this because it shows these disciples, they're just like us. They're scared. They're about to drown, right? And he says to them, "Jesus, don't you care? And can't we feel that way too? Jesus, don't you care that I'm in this storm right now? Jesus, don't you care that my life is swamped? Don't you care that everything's upside down, that it doesn't make sense, that I don't know how I'm going to make it through this?" But even when we cry out and say those things, and even when our world is upside down, we may find that at times it seems like Jesus doesn't care. Because Jesus was asleep in the boat at that moment. In their moment of crisis, he's taking a nap. And I can only imagine how much that added to their anxiety in the moment, because the answer they were looking for had not arrived yet. You know, sometimes it may seem like Jesus doesn't care, but I have to ask you this question. Does Jesus care? Think about it this way. Think about these disciples. This is what they knew of Jesus so far. He cast out demons from demon-possessed people. Do you think he cared about those people? He healed lepers. He healed the blind. Did he care about them? And these 12 disciples, these followers of his, Scripture says that he selected them. Why? So that they might be with him. In fact, Jesus' whole ministry was staked on these 12 disciples. And he cared for them and he loved them deeply, just like he cares and loves you, and just like he cares for and loves me. The reality is Jesus does care. But in this moment, these disciples knew about Jesus. They knew about his works. They knew about his words. But they didn't know Jesus. You see, it wasn't that Jesus didn't care. It was that no storm surprises him. Jesus wasn't caught off guard by this. In fact, something amazing is about to happen next. But where were we? Okay, let's see. They were on the shore. Jesus says, let's go to the other side. They're thinking pleasure cruise. Let's hop on the lake. We're going. This is going to be awesome. The storm comes. They're freaking out. The water's pouring over the boat. They are going to drown. Jesus, where are you? We're dying here. He's asleep in the boat. What is going on? And as it says in verse 39, it says, Jesus got up. He rebuked the wind and he said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And I can just imagine in the midst of that calmness, you could probably hear the hearts beating in that moment. The intensity of that moment has not gone, but the storm has. The waves are gone. The wind is gone. And in that moment, Jesus spoke and he calmed the storm. I love what's recorded in verse 40 because it says that Jesus in this moment, he turns to his disciples and says, why are you so afraid? Why am I so afraid? Jesus, why am I so afraid? The waves were crashing over the boat. The water was flooding us. We were going to drown. And he goes on to say, do you still have no faith? And I can only imagine what it was like for those disciples to be in the boat at that moment and to realize, Jesus, you just spoke and nature listened and obeyed. How could I not have faith in you right now? You see, friends, Jesus is doing something much bigger than the storm here. You see, Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves and they obeyed, but Jesus also rebuked his disciples. Why are you so afraid? The word afraid means cowardly. Why are you cowardly? Jesus knew that they knew about him, but they did not know him. Why are you so afraid? And thus begins the deeper work that Jesus is doing in the lives of his disciples. Because friends, when your world is upside down, Jesus is at work in you. I can only imagine the difference it would make in us if we literally heard Jesus speak and our world went from upside down to right side up. The pains in our life were healed. The past was gone, forgotten, forgiven. Sickness was cured. And friends, I want you to know that I firmly believe that Jesus still does this today. But it's not always in an instant. Take a look at some of the things that are going on. We get a little glimpse in verse 41 that what's going on in the lives of these disciples in this moment after they've experienced this. It says they were terrified and they asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. The first thing that I see that's happened here is these disciples are moving from the fear of the storm to the fear of God. Notice that this says they were terrified, but they weren't terrified of the storm. The storm had passed. They were terrified because they knew they were in the presence of Almighty God. Jesus had just spoke and commanded nature, and they knew only God can do that. He alone has the power to speak and calm a storm. And because of that, they were terrified, realizing we are in the presence of God. They also began to move from theory into trust. They said these words about Jesus: "Who is this? Yeah, we thought we knew about him. We'd seen the miracles. We'd heard the teaching, but we don't know who he is. Who is this man? He is much more than we ever imagined." And friends, that may be you this morning. Maybe you've gone to a church for a long time. You've known about Jesus. You know what he can do. But in the midst of the storm, you start to realize all the other things that you've put your trust in, all the other things that your hope lies in. And you begin to wonder, is Jesus really enough? Is he powerful enough to conquer this thing that I'm facing? In that moment, the disciples had to reconsider everything they knew about who Jesus was. And they began to see him more fully for his power, his might, and his ability to command everything around them. And likely it would make sense that these disciples began to move from being in control to surrendering control. Notice that they say, even the wind and the waves obey him. And friends, if the wind and the waves obey Jesus' words, then what do we have to worry about if Jesus is for us? Being stuck at home with family, potentially losing a job, not sure if I'm going to be able to pay the bills, worried about my health, worried about my family's health, maybe even losing a friend, a loved one, reading the news and freaking out about all the things going on in our world. Friends, I invite you this morning to know the Jesus Christ who doesn't just give good teachings and doesn't just like do some cool things. No, he calms our storm. He meets us when our world is upside down, and he does a deeper work in us that couldn't happen any other way. You know, the chapter may end there, but it's not the end of the story. Because the first words we read in chapter 5 are this: they went across the lake. I love this because Jesus did exactly what he set out to do. He told him, let's go to the other side of the lake, and he got him there. It wasn't the journey they anticipated, but this is what I love. We might say, man, I just wish we could get to the other side without the storms. I wish I just got to experience the pleasure cruise. But the reality is who those disciples were and how they saw Jesus was completely transformed by their experience in the storm. What they had on the other side of that lake was something better than what they started with when the journey began. And it was in the storm that Jesus was doing some of his deepest, most transformative work in their lives. And I don't know what storm you're facing today. I don't know if it's sheltering in place, if it's the COVID outbreak, or if it's something else that's been brewing inside of you long before this. But I do know this, that Jesus desires to meet you in the midst of that storm. That while your world is turned upside down, Jesus wants to speak and transform, not the world, but transform you. Friends, will you surrender and allow him to be your Lord today? Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that you are here right now. In the midst of the uncertainty of our world, that you are not only alive, but you are at work. And we can trust that when we get to the other side of this outbreak, that we will not be the same people that we started. We will not be the same church. And that you will continue to heal, to work, and transform. I pray for my brothers and sisters that are watching this morning. I pray that they would experience not just knowing about you or knowing about your teachings or your works or the things that you do, but knowing you and your power in them. May we move Jesus from theory into trust. May we experience you in a bold and powerful way as we surrender our lives to you. And so we pray that now. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. I give to you my uncertainties and my fears. I give to you my provision, my family, my care, my health. And I trust you. We pray these things in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, it's been a pleasure being with you this morning. And if you'd enjoyed being with us online, I encourage you, whether you're on Facebook or YouTube, to hit that share button and let others know about this. One of the benefits of being online is that we get to invite others into our living room, if you will, and to experience Sunrise Community Church, no matter where they are, no matter whether they've been to our church or even been to church at all. So I encourage you to do that. And just know we look forward to continuing to connect with you throughout this time, and especially once we're back together. But keep in mind and anticipate this, that when we're back together, things will not just be business as usual. We'll continue to lean into the bigger work that God is doing and trust Him with an amazing future that He has for you, for Sunrise Community Church, for our community, for our city, and for our world. Take care.